one of the AAF quarterbacks, now former AAF quarterback, formerly of the Memphis Express. Find this man on Twitter, at B_Silvers1, a four-year, I believe, starter at Troy. Yeah, that is true. Yes, he's a four-year starter at Troy. Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know you don't even have a Wikipedia page?
Really?
How the hell do you not have a Wikipedia page? I'm sure you don't Google yourself, but when I was told that we had you, I was like, oh, okay, let me make sure we have all our affairs in order and get all our ducks in a row and things like that. And so I Google your name, and I'm going, the poor guy doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. Hell, he's a four-year starter at Troy, and he's a hell of a quarterback in college. And then you find yourself in the AAF. Brandon, let me ask you, what's this last week been like?
It's been wild. It's been a wild week. So we heard some reports last week that it could happen. We just thought it was all talk. So, you know, it's been great football played all year. So it's just, you know, we went in and had off day Monday, came in Tuesday, met for the opening week. About to go to practice, and they said, come back. We got to meet. And we kind of figured out what it was. And then they said, just go home for the day. You're off. Find out more later. And, yeah, they were like, all right, it's done. Done with.
What was your initial reaction? What was the reaction of some of your teammates?
We were just kind of shocked. We had the best season that we thought we would have. We lost some close games, but we were just shocked that it was just coming to an end. We were just ready to play, go down to San Antonio and play, then come back for the last home game in 2 weeks. So we were just all shocked, really.
Still, how frustrating was it for some of the teammates you have, who some guys getting a shot to play professional football? The league, the ratings were good. People were watching it. Yeah. People were excited about it a little bit. The fans, I know that attendance always needs a bump, and I think every sport's dealing with attendance issues, and you know that. But there was still a lot of good things about the league. What were some of the other reactions with your teammates?
It was a great football all the way around. There really weren't that many blowouts. There's always all the games were mostly close, but everyone was just shocked. I hate it for some guys that got hurt. I don't even know what their situation is right now. If they get, you know, works comp, I don't know. So I don't really know on that, but it's just a bad deal for everyone involved.
Brandon Silvers, Memphis Express quarterback. Find him on Twitter at B_Silvers1. You got a couple of workouts coming up this week, one with Jacksonville, one with the Jets, one with the Vikings. What was the difference in working out for NFL teams and then obviously working with an AAF team?
So I went to the Eagles, come out of school. I went to the Eagles, did a rookie mini camp, and then I had a workout with the Browns in August. But it's kind of different. Really, for the AAF, we just had a little quarterback camp. We just went there and met with every team for, like, the little speed dating deal. And then we just went through the next day, and then I got drafted third for the Memphis Express. So it was kind of different. It kind of did the same thing. I went to the Senior Bowl and did the same thing with a lot of teams, GMs and stuff like that. So it was kind of the same from Senior Bowl and then that quarterback camp.
What's the next week like for you then? Because you got the three workouts. What's the thing you're trying to show off to scouts?
They know I can throw the ball around. Just want to get in there and let them know that I know the terminology, stuff that I've been taught, and drop some good plays, and just know that I'm, you know, good quarterback on and off the field.
What's the main thing a quarterback has to show NFL scouts?
Accuracy. I think it's accuracy. You got to be able to put the ball in tight holes, and had good leadership, good work ethic inside the offices, the meetings, stuff like that, and obviously on the field too.
Brandon Silvers joining us on the show, former Troy Trojans quarterback, former Memphis Express quarterback. Got some workouts for the NFL coming up. What was it like playing for Mike Singletary?
It was awesome. It's awesome just looking back, saying I played for a Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame player. He's just a great man. I have so much respect for that man, just for what he's done, you know, just to give me a chance to play football again. So I've always had respect for that guy.
How old are you now, Brandon?
I'm 24.
Is there an honest look at it where you never know when you're going to play again. You never know if this is the end of the line or how much further is it. Is it something that you think about every single day? Is it something that's a gift that you get to work out and do these type of things? Or is there maybe some frustration you've been overlooked by a couple of teams?
I guess you say both. I think I got overlooked last year in the draft. But, you know, it was a blessing to go and play like every day in San Antonio when we had training camp with the Express. I thought it was a blessing. Just being able to go out, play football again, and get paid for it too. So that's another blessing. But just being out there with the guys and, you know, throw the ball around is just a blessing for me.
There's been a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of things like that have been thrown about how the league or why the league folded. What do you think? Why do you think the league did fold?
I don't really know. I haven't got an answer yet. I saw on Twitter that we got this I'm sorry tweet, and we need more. Us players need more than that. No class. That's just we just need more than that. Just an I'm sorry tweet for everything. Like, we need more than that. That's for sure.
Were there players helping each other out to make sure that they were able to get home? Because we had heard some really bad horror stories over the last week about guys having to get flights, guys having to find places to live. Was there anything like that?
Yeah, so me and Christian Hackenberg had an Airbnb, so we had it till next weekend. And the guys had to be out by, so we got told Tuesday was done. They had to be out of the rooms by Wednesday morning. That's the latest at 7:30. Some of my teammates got booked $2,500 charged. Not just, hey, you owe this. They went through their bank account, they got charged $2,500 for the room.
Oh,
and it wasn't even supposed to be even that close to that.
Were those rooms? I'm sorry, you broke
that the league was supposed to provide.
So it got charged to the player.
Yes.
Oh my God. So I mean, the average. I know what the salary cap was. What, $80,000 for a player?
It was $70,000 this year.
$70,000
next, and then $100,000 the next year.
Did everybody make $70,000, or were there guys making less?
No. Yeah, everybody the same. But we only got. Check for 8 weeks, and then we were supposed to get bonuses and incentives from the league sales and all types of stuff like that, and I don't think we're seeing that at all. So
Brandon Silver's joining us on the show, former AAF quarterback. You're breaking up a little bit. I sympathize with you, Brandon. I sympathize with your teammates there. I got to ask a series of other questions. Have there been any lawyers that have reached out to you guys, maybe you personally? Do you wait to see if there's any sort of legal action that can be taken?
Yeah, I guess so. And later on, I'm just worried about these three workouts right now. That AF will get handled, and then we'll figure something out with that. But really right now, I'm just worried about these workouts and getting ready for that.
Is Canada a possibility for you?
I don't know. I don't know. I got a chance to go up there last year, and I just kind of waited around. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure what that.
If you make it through the workouts, you end up with one of the teams, you go to camp. If the XFL, say the XFL comes around next spring, is that a possibility for you, Brandon?
Yeah, I definitely love to play in that league if I'm not with another team. So that's definitely a possibility.
Brandon Silver is joining us on the show. I don't want to ask, but I have to. How was Johnny as a teammate?
Johnny was great as a teammate. That's my boy. And we were just with each other for 3 weeks, but he was a great teammate to me. He came in, wanted to learn everything. We didn't step on anybody's toes. We came in, bonded off the start, and it was awesome.
See, I thought for a second you might have a problem answering questions, because I'm sure everybody wanted to ask about him. You seem to like to talk about Johnny.
Yeah, everyone's asking me about him, so I'm kind of used to all the questions. I give y'all a better answer than I do everybody else. I say he's awesome. I just say he's good. But I'm tired. I get text messages all the time, so I decided to say he's good. But I give y'all a better answer.
Brandon Silver's with us on the show. If at all, because I hate to tell you, you're at a crossroads here with football, and it's not a game that people get to play forever. What's the backup plan? What's the future for Brandon Silvers if the career on the field doesn't continue?
I have a few things. My uncle's a big pharmaceutical salesman, so I can go do that afterwards. My dad's well known back in Orange Beach where I'm from, so I could figure out something. But right now, I'm just focused on football.
The pharmaceutical sales?
Yes.
You know how much money you can make in pharmaceutical sales?
Yep, sure.
Was there anybody telling you that maybe you should just do pharmaceutical sales instead of football?
No. He said you could do that after football. So he's pushing me to play football, like, and then that's always going to be there on the other end.
Who was your favorite team growing up?
I grew up watching the Saints.
So you were a Saints fan?
I'm a big Saints fan, yep.
Does any of that matter anymore now that you're a pro?
I'm always pulling big Drew Brees fan, so I always pull for them. Especially the last 2 years, how they ended last 2 years, that's kind of hurt. But
yeah,
and I'll always be a Saints fan, but, you know, I'll be a fan of any team that wants to sign me.
Brandon Silvers with us on the show. I'm going to be paying attention to the stories next week. We wish you well, Brandon. I hope you're able to pick it up with another football team, and if you do, I want to have you back on the show, okay?
Yes, sir.